How about our everyday heroes? We've partnered up with Brink Otter, right? I mean, they're not doing open houses, some of the stuff we normally talk about. So we're celebrating those little stories out there that become big because they mean so much to people right now. Dr. Dan Smith writes in today, what a great guy he is. He wanted to nominate Jerry, who works for Riley's Park Sewer Service. Evidently, Dan and his family had a problem in their home, and this guy came out late in the evening. He said he had such an incredibly positive attitude and a humble heart as a servant. And he just said he was blown away at this guy's attitude, you know, coming out late in the evening to fix a sewer problem. You know, these frontline workers, you got to be nervous every house you're walking in, right?
Absolutely.
And then Dan said he wanted a twofer. I said, of course, because we're going to do all these that right. we can. He met a cashier at Aldi's, the one out off 121. And she told him that she just felt completely honored to be able to help people get their groceries.
That's awesome.
And then also told him what it meant that Aldi's, you know, gave everybody a $2 an hour raise and what that meant to her. But to be on the front lines of like an honor to be able to have food for you to go home with and be a part of that. And Dan just said, interesting observation. It's one that we have all had at different levels of awakening. Our societal views of who and what is important has changed dramatically in 2 weeks.
It's been flipped upside down. That you see it on social media, you see it online, the stories of who the front lines workers are and who is carrying us through this versus the people that we thought were.
Absolutely. But this email, it's both because it's coming from a doctor.
It is.
So thank you, Dan. Thank you also for your kind words. You sent a nice email to you and me and Lindsay. Appreciate that. We're all going to have to hold each other up. Lean in a little tighter. I don't mean like spatially. I mean like mentally help each other get through all of this.
I've got a nominee, but do we want it today or another day?
Yeah, go for it. You got 45 seconds.
Okay, I'm getting some work done at my house. Don't have a kitchen set up. And I want to give a shout out to Lance and Chuck at IQ Electric because as it looked like the shutdown was looming, they went above and beyond to get a stove installed into my house and a microwave outside the scope of work and ahead of the schedule just so we could cook food.
There you go. We talk about everyday heroes and they're out there everywhere. And if you have a nomination, news@WSOYAM.com. I mean, it's just us being able to take 30, 40 seconds, minute and a half to go, thank you.
Yeah.
Pat on the back. Well done. So send us your nominations. We'll read as many as we get. You've had that exchange somewhere, that cashier, that guy who comes to fix your sewer, your neighbor, somebody who's helping your parents, that teacher that's going above and beyond, that nurse that's exhausted and heading back to work today. In the scariest of all places, send us your nominations. We want to thank the folks at BrinkOtter.com. You can also find it on their website. And, you know, while you're there, look at some houses. They got the best website you'll ever see when it comes to selling your home or buying a home.